you know, there was a real comfort level having Ryan. You know, some of your listeners may not be totally familiar with some names of some guys who played, you know, certainly they've heard of Tony Gwynn and hopefully Mark Grace. And when I had Ryan, it was a very similar situation. You know, you came to the ballpark and you could go right down to that spot in the lineup, whether it was hitting third, as Ryan did quite often, or hitting fourth, or, you know, just like Mark Grace and Tony Gwynn. You knew every day you could put him in there and you could work around that. But you might have some question marks in the lineup, but you didn't have any question marks there. He was going to be in there every day. You know, he just was very polished in all aspects of the game, offensively with the bat, of course, but he was a great base runner, understood game situations, you know, when he should run, when he should not run. He was very easy to manage. He, if you ask him to do something, he did it. There was not a debate. You know, he just did what he was asked to be doing. He just was a total pleasure. You know, it was all positive. He just went out there, gave you a good effort every day, and he just happened to be a very, very good hitter. Hit well in clutch situations. You know, great run producer in the middle of the lineup, and you know, I think there'll probably be a statue of him outside the stadium someday. He was that guy, you know.
He happens to be, and I know you're plenty familiar with this area, Jim, but he happens to be the first National who's getting this honor. Others will surely follow in the years ahead, but for Ryan Zimmerman, Mr. National, to be the first to have his number retired, I'm sure you have an appreciation for, you know, how fitting that is, to an extent that it will be him who gets this honor first.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, just checks all the boxes. You know, great player, great person, family man, father. Just, you know, the Nationals should be very proud that Ryan Zimmerman was part of that organization, and he represented the organization in a first-class manner. You know, he's just between the Montreal franchise and Washington, you know, he just at the top of the list in every category. You know, just a true National, like Ripken over there in Baltimore, and, you know, Tony Gwynn in San Diego. You know, they spent their whole career in one place, and fittingly so.
And so rare, especially these days, it seems, with player turnover and free agency and all that. You don't see that a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, Ryan's a smart guy. He had his place there. You know, he was there when it started. He was there when they went to the World Series. You know, in the lean years, he was showed up and did his thing every day, and just a natural leader on the ball club, quiet leader, very well respected, and the honors that, you know, bestowed on him are all well deserved.